This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
3, 2, 1.
The liftoff went smoothly enough for the Soyuz MS-10 spacecraft in Kazakhstan today. When seconds into its journey to join the International Space Station, things went slightly awry.
Is it emergency booster 2 minutes 45 seconds, the failure of the booster?
The good news is that the U.S.-Russian two-man crew made a safe emergency return to Earth on Thursday, shortly after launching because of what NASA calls an issue with the spacecraft's booster after it took off from the Soviet-era Cosmodrome. The Soyuz separated from the booster before returning at what NASA called a ballistic descent, which means it came in at a sharper angle than normal. NASA said rescuers reached the crew of U.S. astronaut Nick Haig and Russian Alexei Ovchinin after they landed in Kazakhstan and they were both in good condition. President Donald Trump has expressed his concern over the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Mr. Trump told reporters Wednesday he has spoken with Saudi authorities at the highest level.
This is a bad situation. We cannot let this happen. To reporters, to anybody, we can't let this happen. And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
The Trump administration said it has asked for more information from Riyadh and a transparent investigation. Mr. Trump also revealed that he and First Lady Melania Trump would like to invite Khashoggi's fiance to the White House. There are growing concerns Khashoggi, a highly placed and frequent critic of Saudi policy, was either abducted or murdered. Turkey has demanded access to search the consulate. This is VOA News.
I lost my cabana. I lost my back porch. I lost part of my roof. I lost the front porch.
An unidentified Hurricane Michael storm victim as she takes into account her losses after what many are calling an unprecedented climatological onslaught. Hurricane Michael is now a tropical storm after crashing ashore along the Gulf Coast of Florida Wednesday as an intense Category 4 with winds as high as 250 kilometers per hour. One man was killed after a tree fell on his home. Governor Rick Scott said Michael was the worst storm the Florida Panhandle has ever seen.
We heard of significant impacts at Tyndall Air Force Base and many communities along the coast. We're turning 100% of our focus on search and rescue and recovery.
Michael caused severe flooding, structural damage, and power outages to hundreds of thousands of homes. Cameroon continues to wait for the results of Sunday's presidential election that incumbent Paul Biya, the oldest African leader, is widely expected to win. Esombe Emile is president of the Constitutional Council.
This is the first presidential election that the Constitutional Council is managing, and things are going well. And we want to expect that at the end of the day, all the Cameroonians will be happy with the way things went.
Opposition leader Maurice Kamto has already proclaimed victory, but only the council can declare a winner. An American graduate student in detention at Israel's international airport over allegations that she promotes a boycott of the Jewish state appealed her detention on Thursday before an Israeli court in Tel Aviv. Laura Alkasim is to remain in detention until the court delivered its ruling. No date for the ruling has been set. Israel insists she can leave at any time, but must renounce the BDS boycott movement if she wishes to be reconsidered for admission. Now, the BDS movement, whose name comes from its calls for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions against Israel, Israel says the movement masks its motive to delegitimize or destroy the Jewish state. Laura Becker is the lawyer representing Laura Alkasim.
The Minister of Strategic Affairs, together with the Minister of Interior, have decided that BDS is not about actions, it's not about activism. It's about thought, and they have prohibited thought, and it's unfortunate that in an Israeli democracy, we have the two ministers here saying, if you believe in BDS, and if you think it's legitimate, you have no right in this country.
Alkasim is a former president of the University of Florida chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.